Namaste, everyone. Actually, maybe if we can just do 1 minute of silence today, one of our dear brothers, actually, his Jagatbhai, probably considered the sole force of Manav Sadhana. If anybody has been to Manav Sadhana, most people have been. It's the NGO that a lot of us are connected to and why we're here, actually. Jagatbhai is probably the fulcrum, the pivotal soul piece at Manav Sadhana, that just in his dedication to service, he has inspired all of us and thousands across the world. And his father passed away today at 2 a.m. And his father was the glue of his family. His family has a lot of challenges, and his father was the glue of the family. His father passing today has a lot of impact on Jagatbhai. That has a lot of impact on many others. So just do 1 minute in silence if that's okay. Sending positive wishes to the Sukhadia family and today when we were at the funeral, a few of us were there seeing Jagatbhai's father being burnt, the Smarsan. That there's a song by Karsh Kale, any of you know, heard of him as an artist, called Empty Hands. Very, very nice message. Kali hat aate hai, or Kali hat. And it's beautifully sung in that song. When I was seeing Ranchod uncle leave us here physically and go with God, that song was just playing in my head. And Kali hat aate hai, Kali hat jaate. Then what do we do with the middle part? Yeah. What I learned in this experiment, that this time here at Manav Sadhana so far, 2.5 years, is that really the journey, the day-to-day journey, the moment-to-moment journey, the intensity of each experience that your intention is put towards is very powerful. With that commitment to that journey, instead of committing yourself to some type of result, so many powerful things happen, so many things bloom that you don't even expect or that you care less to have an expectation for. So, journey, maybe that's a little more of the discussion today that I'd like to share. So that Bay said, share a little about my history. I think he gave enough of that, like, was born in the US and studied business and pursued a business career, but I always had a passion for media and entertainment and arts since I was young, so even going to business school, it was more about how can I utilize business to incorporate with media and entertainment. That was my dream. And eventually, 4 or 5 years ago, I had a chance to pursue that dream in Pune, having an animation studio. But it was really at that climax that I realized that I wasn't happy. A dream that had come true for me, and I was living it day to day. It was very beautiful and challenging. But there was a very empty feeling, a very sad feeling, that there was something that had been achieved, but it wasn't bringing any sort of peace or happiness or joy. So ultimately, a lot of things along my path had kept on triggering some more internal discussion, but I think that was the height of that discussion that pushed me away, that said, okay, I need to close this venture or direction down and seek a new path, whatever that may be. I didn't know at that time. So I told myself that chapter one of my life had been complete, and it was amazing, beautiful journey of 30 years. And chapter two, if I live two chapters, that's beautiful, maybe three, I don't know how much you evolve and how much you skip to another phase. But chapter two, I wanted to use the next few years. This is when I was leaving Pune in 2009. I wanted to use the time wherever it ended up being, whether it was at Manasadhana or some other place. I wanted to use that time as an experiment to set the foundation for the next chapter, for the last chapter, for the next chapter, whatever that was. And to me, that was a very powerful decision because I didn't know at that time that I was going to do Ekatva. That ended up happening when I went for meditation, actually, up in northern India, and the idea had come about because I had seen a similar dance drama experiment that Manasadhana had done 10 years ago while I was living in New York. And that seed was there, that wow, how powerful to use dance, art, music as a tool to engage with children from underprivileged communities. So when that idea had struck with me, it really kind of created a chord, and I had emailed Virunbhai and Jayeshbhai from northern India saying, hey, this, I've been trying to find what I wanted to do next in this next phase of my life, just for the next year or two or three, no limits. But I think it has kind of come to me now that I would like to use the idea of using performing arts as a tool for transformation with children, because I love children and I love arts and entertainment. So to me, I was like, wow, that might be the best way to utilize my skills. At that moment, I was very... I wanted to stay away from socializing, actually. And that was interesting, because Manasadhana is a very social environment. So that was the reason I knew, I was saying to myself, maybe I don't want to do this. Because my previous chapter had been very social. But then I came to this space where I said, no, that's fine, I can still pursue my own path within a social environment. And I don't have to live in a jungle to look inside. So what was important was this idea that, okay, yeah, I had a tangible idea of what I wanted to involve myself with while I was here. But I think what was the more important factor in that experience that I've had here in the past few years is the intention that I was going to use that as a medium to work on myself. That realization for myself, I think, has been the most important factor, not only for the children that I've worked with or for the experiment itself, but for me, selfishly, has been very important. Because if I wasn't growing throughout this journey the past few and a half years, then it would have been another project. It would have been another, okay, let's set a goal, let's achieve, let's create something, let's show it to the world, let's... Good, I get some... My ego would have been properly nurtured. And that would have just pushed me in the same phase that I was previously. So with that intention, we started this experiment called Ekatva, and it was this idea where how can we use the arts as a tool of transformation, create, and the goal, this goal that we would work towards was creating this show with a message that Gandhiji, that Manasadhana, that all of us collectively and the past that has set this whole environment for us has lived by or strived to live by, which is a space of unity, a space of oneness. But within oneness, there are so many things that we have to achieve within ourselves to get into a space of oneness. So forgiving and accepting and caring, selflessly giving, sacrificing, all these different factors that come into the space of oneness. So we were trying to create a show that shared this message. And the other powerful but challenging thing is, if you're going to create a show that shares this message, then you better strive at least 1% to try to walk on a path towards that same message. So you have 16 children from very challenging backgrounds. Challenging backgrounds so that they could not necessarily not be so interested in this idea, like, oh, how do I live in a space of oneness? And at the same time, here, we're here working on ourselves, trying not to force this message upon these children, but plant seeds which was another big theme in this whole experiment, was how can we plant seeds in ourselves and in children so that they are able to absorb this message while they're working towards this goal. And so then the 2 years that we ended up being together, then these 16 kids were selected through a 9-month process from 250 kids. These 250 kids are part of the Mano Sadhana community in different projects, and out of the total of 8,000-9,000 children that Mano Sadhana connect with daily. So 16 children, what we did is we just created a family, and it really became sadhana for all of us to work together daily. Every day we would get together, and every day we would sit in this type of circle before we started whatever we were starting at that day, and do prayer, meditate a little, then share and talk for about a half an hour. How is everybody's day going? How did school go? How's life at home? What type of situations and problems are you guys facing? What went good during the day? Then we would start exercise, and then we would start some practice. And then at the end of practice, or whatever that would be at the day, we'd do the same thing again. We'd have some nasto for the children, and we would sit in a circle and do prayer. And then for another half an hour, sometimes an hour, we would start talking with each other again. And like this, for 2 years, we went day to day. There's a lizard. Diwal upar acha. The beautiful thing about, I think, the journey was that day-to-day yatra with these kids. Without that intention of every day was very critical. And then there happened to be this tour that happened recently. But every time I look back now, even though the tour was very heavy and powerful and external oriented, to me, each day that we had lived over the past 2 years was as important as, and maybe more important, because that was the foundation, than this tour that happened. This tour was a fruit of this little, small, humble tree that the kids and Manav Sadhana helped nurture over the past 2 years. And that seed of that tree that was nurtured over 2 years, and the fruit of this tour, that seed that grew there fell from a fruit that Mano Sadhana had been sowing for the last 20 years in this farm that they've created here and across the world. Just one seed, all these other beautiful experiments that are going on are so many other seeds. So that importance, I was talking about the journey and... It was such a beautiful lesson to learn. In the importance of each moment, each day. And with 16 children, you can imagine so many things happen every day. Obviously, a lot of us are engaged with so many children every day. To me, the importance of this experiment was engaging very intimately with these children, being a part of their family. So when you're at an intimate level with all these children, there's so many things that go on. And each thing that goes on is so important. Nimesha ke bharat sa mara champal khoi gaya aaj. I lost my champals today. I don't have a champal to go home with. That becomes a big thing, because you don't want the kid to walk home barefooted. But that's so important, and that's like one small thing. So many things like that pop up in a day. And then you imagine how many of those things pop up in a week, and then how many things happen over a year. So this engages all of us, because it's not, oh, champals are, so what do? You know, you see after a while, after practicing love and patience and tolerance with children and giving them an opportunity to experiment themselves with generosity and with love, that immediately they start figuring out ways to help each other. And that's beautiful. That's powerful. So that intention, you know, for me, if I was learning and growing along this experiment, then I have to practice tolerance every day. I have to practice patience every day. Otherwise, if I get frustrated, then that's what I'm giving to the kids, and that's what they're eating and getting fed, and those are the seeds that are being planted. So again, it goes back to what was the intention of the experiment for myself, and that has to be the practice day to day. And so for me, it's so fulfilling because I'm learning and growing so much every day through this journey with the kids, with Bharat, one of the other karyakartas or staff members that was working closely with us every day. I remember this one day, I had gone on a 10-day meditation retreat and came back 1 year ago, about March of 2011. And I'd come back and a lot of the staff members, Bharat, Neelam, a few different people were telling me that the kids are, the whole spirit is not good right now. And it sucks and it's not good and what should we do? And I remember going to practice with the children that day or a few days after I'd gotten back, and you can feel that environment, you know, how we treat each other. And we were sitting in a circle and we were supposed to practice at Vinay Mandir. And I wanted to know from the kids, so I asked the kids, okay, how's everybody feeling? Does everybody feel good, or do you feel like a sense of anekta amongst each other? Our show is called Ekta, Ekatva. But how many of you feel a spirit? How many of you feel the spirit of anekta, actually? And 15 of the kids raised their hands. That was amazing. 1 year into our journey of Ekta, Ekatva, and everyone's feeling anekta. And then I asked another question. So how many of you talk behind each other's back? Something bad about each other behind each other's back. And 14 of the kids raised their hand. And I wasn't really trying to figure out who's raising their hand, but I was just, one, I was very thankful. I thanked them for their honesty. And two, shared with them. Nobody's forcing us to do this project. We're not trying to, I don't have to do it. You don't have to do it. We're not trying to reach somewhere where if we don't reach, we're going to feel sad and bad. So if you don't want to do this, that's also fine. If you want to take a break for a month, that's also fine. If you want to take a break for a week, that's fine. This conversation went on for like 3 hours. We didn't practice at all that day. We were just sitting in a circle, just everyone sharing. So everyone started sharing, all the kids started sharing what they felt. And they said, no, we're committed. We wanna. And it wasn't for them, there was no concept of there's this tour happening. So there's not this hanging fruit for them that we're going to America. Oh man, that's far from their mindset. That was not anything that we ever preached or shared on a daily basis or even on a basis where they would feel in their heart, or if we keep practicing, we'll get to go to America. That was very important. So if they wanted to still meet on a daily basis as a family, then they can. We can. If not, that's also... They said, no, we want to. They were gaining stuff out of it, obviously, so they wanted to meet. They wanted to keep working towards this show. They felt connected to that. So like that, there are these experiences and experiments and little activities that we constantly did. One time we, at the Gandhi Ashram, we did prayer in the Prarthana Bhumi area where Gandhiji had his prayer morning and evening in the ashram. And we decided to do a random act of kindness, which was beautiful. The space of, chalo, everyone, you have 40 minutes and you get to do one nice act, kindness act towards somebody that you don't know. You can do anything you want. Then they started having questions. This was early in the journey. what is an act of kindness? Right? Then we said, we gave them a few ideas. Then they're like, oh, does it count if we get water from Manav Sadhana and we go give it to a tourist? Does that count? Yeah, that counts. You know, anything. It's just cute. They all started coming up with... Does it count if we put the chumples in order? Does that count? Yeah, yeah, okay, okay. Everyone's having this like brainstorm session of what a kindness act. And it's beautiful, like you realize, even with our own children. And it's beautiful. Reva has such an amazing, Reva is Madhu and Meghna's beautiful daughter. She has such an amazing environment that she's being nurtured in. Because you realize, you give kids an opportunity to realize the joy that you can create in other people's hearts and souls and smiles that you can. If you just give them the chance to learn that, that's also something we need to learn. It's not just learning textbooks. But we can also learn that helping others or giving to others or serving others, there's a lot to get out of that. And we realized that with our kids, because they started getting addicted to loving others and serving others and helping others. So whenever we would have this idea of we're going to go do some type of activity or service, they really enjoyed it. And it wasn't because we forced it upon them, but I think through little experiments and activities, they realized that, wow, what joy that we can also get out of doing that. So like that, day to day, either doing, working together, learning from each other, growing together, going through so many ups and downs together. A lot of kids wanted to quit midway through because we had to bring all the kids to the ashram, shala. So I know a lot of our volunteers had been a part of that process of just being with the kids, talking with the kids, Riddhi and Siddhi, and seeing that process of the kids going through so many ups and downs. I always tell them that, now I tell them that you guys have been through a lifetime within a lifetime. You had a chance to experience what life is like within your actual bigger life. So now you got to use that anubhav, that experience, to make sure that when it comes again, when these ups and downs come again, you got to revert back to how did you react, how did you respond, and what did you learn from that reaction and response. I loved having this conversation in America when we were there. Yaad chhe? Jare tamne nikaru hatu, jare tamne natak karta tha, jare tamne apane heran karta tha, mamine papane heran karta tha. Do you remember? When you wanted to quit, when you wanted to give up, when you were giving a hard time to everyone, when you were giving a hard time to your mom and dad. You remember that time? Yeah, I remember that time. What do you think about that time? Well, I'm very glad that I didn't quit. So how do you think you can use that in the future? Well, it's easy for them to say, obviously. Yeah, when a hard time comes again, I won't quit. But hopefully that seed of experience is something that they'll hold on to a little, and hopefully strongly, when they face their challenges that they'll face moving forward. When we all do, when we all face that. So it was up and down for all of us. Little by little, we move forward with creating the show, this 90-minute dance drama show, where the kids, 16 kids, are the main actors throughout the whole show. So it's very intense, actually. You get to the actual creative element of this discussion, of this experiment. Very intense process, actually, putting the show together. We took a lot of the pieces that we liked from the old Ikta show, because they were very amazing, solid, the message was aligned. And we created some new pieces and then strung it together to create basically this newly renovated show. And the kids went from not knowing dance drama. A lot of them, not a lot of them, but five or six of them had this Bollywood joy for Bollywood music and dance. But really none of them had this experience in rhythm and dance and coordination and then synchronization and all this stuff that, in order to put what some people have complimented as a very professional show. And we always laugh because we are always seeing the smaller details. But they had worked hard. They woke up at 5 to 6 a.m. every morning, school at 7 o'clock, come back at 12 o'clock from school, had lunch from 12 to 1, 1:30, safai, cleaning their own laundry. Washing their dishes, all these different things that they had to do at the ashram. Tushin class from 2 to 5 o'clock that Manav Sadhana provides every day. And then 5 to 7, 5 to 8, 5 to 9. A lot of times we had to cut it early, so we had to take them out of tuition class. So 2 to 6, 2 to 7, 2 to 8, practice. And again, all of this on a daily basis. Even during summer when they had a break, 2011, every day, we let them go home, but every day they come to the ashram or they come to the Darpana Academy for practice. In the heat, 110 degrees, 40 degrees, 45 degrees. They kept just resilience. And through this, a lot of their own physical pains and aches, and they kept striving and keep on going. But for them, it wasn't this, oh, we're fighting. It was just natural, day to day. Practice 5 minutes late, 20 minutes anguta pakadu padse. Right? So we strict with love. That's my way of dealing with children. Very, very strict, but never angry or upset with them in my heart. I love them. But they responded. Sorry, I'm going to jump to Disneyland because we were going on a few rides and kids would come back from a haunted mansion or Big Splash Mountain, and they would, 3 or 4 kids were crying because they got scared. So then I got upset. And we were in the last, it was like almost midnight, and we were going on Space Mountain, which if anybody has been to Disneyland, is the scariest ride, fastest ride. So my anger with love came out. So before we went on, I said, Jena jau baddana jai shakai. And I was serious with them. I was really like, it was so awesome because they were like, five of them said, okay, to nahi awana, nahi awana. And little by little, they said, no, no, no. One pulled another, one pulled another. And they all, 15 of them came, one was scared. One stayed scared and she said, nah, to one, nothing, one, nothing, we must have done. 15 of them came, and when we got off, all of them were laughing. They're like, ah, but that was awesome. And sometimes I felt bad. Some people would say I'm a little too strict, but that was awesome. It was a lesson for me that it's for me at least, working with children. It's important to know what your intention is, and it's really important to know what inside you're really feeling. But then after that, if you're upset or if you're angry or before a cause and for a reason, and then you explain what that reason was, and you still share love and hug them and do all that, it all works out. And that was, I think, the type of relationship I had with the children. So it was very powerful. So day to day we worked towards this show, and on October 2nd we finally came to the space of performing this first show. And very intense, because we had practiced all these, we had about 20 pieces in the show, 20 different pieces. Some are 1 minute long, some are 6-7 minutes long. Different dances, different drama, different smaller pieces. So we had always, all along, practiced each piece. And within like literally 2 weeks, we had to practice putting it all together. So they had to learn how to not only make sure they perfected each of these 20 pieces, but how to flow from one to another very smoothly, with very little time in between backstage to make it all come together. And that synchronization, you know, there's like 10 to 12 costumes. So how do you change that costume? Get ready for the next one, get in, the next one, helping each other, backstage, all this flurry, and let the audience feel like it's a seamless show. As we move further along in this journey, like, you forget that these kids are coming from the backgrounds that they're coming from. You know, you don't even realize that. They're so powerful. And that was, for me, the message that I really wanted to share with the world, if we ever had a chance to, which is the potential that exists in children, in all children, is by all means so powerful. But there's so many, and that's why we call it underprivileged or not, takvanchit, you know, not having the chance, that it's just the space like Manasadhana that gives these children this opportunity to bloom, this opportunity to plant seeds in them that would bloom. And really, this message came across so powerfully across the world over the past 2 months. These kids, starting October 2nd through about January, we performed almost, I think, 15 different shows. In Ahmedabad, in Bombay, we did a tour for 10 days. Anand, even Sugard, and very powerful experience, a learning experience for all of us. All the karyakartas that were involved, all the volunteers that were involved. We all, I think, can say we got something unique. Everybody got something unique from this journey and this experience and this interaction with these children. And yet, as it kept on evolving, we have to remind the children that you are nobody. You are not special. You are just the same as all these other kids. So it was very challenging, right? So as much as we're providing them love and experience and lifting them in a certain way, we had to make sure that it was a grounded journey. Otherwise, for them, it would be very harmful at the end. And for the message, it would be very harmful. For the whole spirit of why we were even doing this and the intention, it would be very harmful. So that was also very important. How do we stay grounded through this process of performance and applause and media and this and that? And yeah, we got to the space where it was lovely. We were performing in India. And of course, I remember when we were writing this booklet, it was like a 30-page booklet of why are we doing, what's the purpose? In my heart, there were 5 or 6 purposes, but if I had to just say it in a one paragraph, because a lot of people wanted to understand why we were doing it, it was internal transformation and external inspiration. So if we were going to go on a journey, then we better transform ourselves and plant seeds of transformation in the children and in the hearts of all of us that have been involved in this type of journey. Then it was something useful, no matter what happened. And if we did that, and if we really committed ourselves to that internal transformation, then of course there's a chance that with something as beautiful as a message of a show like Oneness and a dance drama show that kids are performing, kids are sharing, then there's potential for external inspiration. Because when people see that, there's so many factors and reasons why they could be inspired by that. And so if we have a stage and an audience, thousands of people, then there's a context that we can give them, there's a message that we can give them, there's a history of Manav Sadhana and the journey that Manav Sadhana has been on, the experiment and the journey of these children, and their background and their environment and what they represent, the ambassadors of the world and the ambassadors of the children that they are, that we can share with the world, and that inspires people truly. So we, with this, everything kind of came together, and to this stage we said, why don't we apply for visas? There's no reason why we shouldn't, and we applied for visas. And even in that place, I still see how God had his own plan. Because visas for 26 people of underprivileged background. Every 26 people, all of this, the 16 kids and the other 23 people, sorry, 7 staff members, all from very humble backgrounds. All had legitimate reasons to cancel or reject. 2 or 3 of them had rejected visas already. So everything says, and people you talk to kind of smile and say, good luck. But Bhagavan, God had his plan, because I remember when Madhuji said, hey, Peter Haas, our consulate general, is coming. Why don't you, Siddharth, and myself, why don't we give him a tour of the ashram? This was in September of 2011. Truly, that was all a blessing. Peter Haas was a new consulate general. Madhuji had a contact at the consulate general at the American Center. Because of his contact, we were able to connect with him. If that wasn't there, Amrut Kaka would have been kind of leading him the way, but Madhuji's relationship with the American Center led to this connection, and all 3 of us gave the consulate general a tour. And of course on that tour we were saying, let's plant a little seed. We had our kids come home from school early and had them do a dance for the consulate general and just connect on a personal level, welcome him. When it was time to apply for visas in like March. I remember emailing the consulate general saying, I don't know if you remember, but we had met. Fortunately, you couldn't have come to our show in Bombay. But all this stuff has synchronized, and we're applying for visas. We'd love to share more about what we're doing in more detail. Or he emailed and forwarded my message to the non-immigrant visa officer at the consulate general, Aaron Hellman. And he also personally met with Aaron. Aaron emailed saying, email me when you're in town, maybe we can meet. I went for dropping off all our visa applications. We got them approved, the performer's visas. And I don't know if Neil remembers that day, but I missed my flight. And you have to be there at a certain time. If not, so my plan was to drop them off and come back home the same day. And Neil was, I remember Neil telling me, he's like, you're still taking a shower? I was like, yeah. Why? He's like, dude, you're going to be late. I'm like, no, I think I'll make it. Got there and missed my flight. Came back home, because the next flight that I could put myself on was like at 7 a.m. I think this was a 5 a.m. flight. Or next flight, sorry, 9 a.m. Came back home, got my laptop. I said, okay, now that I'm not just going there and coming back, I have 4 hours to spare. I need my laptop because there's so much going on in terms of even planning the tour and all that at that time. I got my laptop, came home, got my laptop, went back to the airport. Okay, at least I keep my laptop with me. Got to the consulate general around 12. They said, come back tomorrow, buddy. You're too late. Oh, man. So I had to book another flight on my return. I wouldn't be able to make it back the same day. And then emailed Parvati ma'am, who's Madhuji's friend also, and said, I'm just here hanging out. Got a day to kill now. Just wanted to say hello. Anne also, who works with Peter, consul general. She's like, oh, come by the library, hang out, do whatever. So that day I went to the library, emailed Aaron. Aaron said, sorry, I'm busy today. Otherwise, that would have been the perfect day to meet him. I said, I'm in town, could I meet you? You're the, wanted to share. He's like, sorry, busy today. Let me know if you're around next time in Bombay. I said, okay, that's the way God has it planned, next time. Checking email, doing all this stuff, I get up and Peter's right there in the library. And I said, he was just reading a magazine. So I went up and I'm like, Peter. He's like, hey, how you doing? I'm like, good. I'm like, what are you doing here at the library? He's like, oh, I'm just making my rounds to all the different departments. He's like, I haven't been around in a long time. Been traveling. So I'm like, wow, this is like a coincidence. He's like, yeah, I got your email. I sent it to Aaron. Did you talk with him? I said, no, unfortunately, he said he can't meet this time around. I was like, it would have been beautiful because, I'm here, blah, blah, blah. He said, yeah. So I was like, no problem, maybe next time. But thank you for really personally, he's like, yeah, I even talked to him personally, shared that I had been to the ashram with you guys, met you guys. And it so happens that that afternoon, later in the afternoon, I get a call from his secretary saying, are you free tomorrow? Aaron's secretary. So obviously there goes another. This is all, the reason why I'm sharing this is because this is how the journey has been. It's like, kind of with selfless intention, and this is the spirit that Manav Sadhana has worked in. This is the spirit that Gandhiji has planted in, I think, the seeds all over here in the dirt. The selfless intention, somehow, things just somehow work out. So I met with Aaron the next day, and he literally, this cool guy from Los Angeles, San Diego, West Coast dude, he is just like, dude, tell me your story. So I tell him my life story because I wanted to get into his heart as much as possible. Why am I even here today? I'm not trying to promote something. I'm not trying to, but I wanted him to understand where I'm from, what my intention was. He spent an hour with me on a sofa. And I was like, can I show you that? Yeah, dude, show me whatever you want to show me, whatever. Like, showing you booklets. I'm just trying to, just show them how legitimate we are. We're not smuggling kids across the world. how legitimate manosadhana is, sincerity, pure, all that stuff. He's like, to be honest, man, this is at the end. He's like, it's a tough case. And he was very kind of informal. This is a tough case, dude. I can't promise you anything. I have no final say, but I wouldn't keep your hopes up. That's what he left me with. Very wise on his part. He must be like a psychologist, obviously, because all people that do with interviews and visas and all that stuff have to have brilliance of the mind. Because in the end, the visas are given off of just interviews. He says, email me before you guys come for your interview, and good luck. He kind of ended off with that. We came about 2.5-3 weeks later for our interview with 26 of us, 23 of the people that were going in for the interview, and then another 16 parents. We brought all the parents with us too, just to have that environment that they weren't allowed in, but we just wanted them to be there. We wanted to also be able to say that the kids can say, yeah, my mom and dad's outside. You know, we prepped for 3 weeks hardcore. I don't know if anybody remembers. I don't know, you guys might remember, but every day, Radhika, this other volunteer, myself, we're like interviewing the staff members and we're interviewing the kids. Chicago, Los Angeles. They're telling, you know, why are you going? We started off like that, but then we realized it's not about that. It was more about the just whatever we've done for the past 2 years. But it was intense. Now that we were on this path of trying for visas, we were going to try hard to get it. Try our best to prepare everyone. We went in. Virenbhai, Radhika, and I, and all the parents were waiting outside the consulate on March 20th for 3-4 hours. Come back 3-4 hours later. I remember Gorang and Sirishbhai, first people out. And you see smiles on their faces. We're across the street. There's these tankers and these, you know, army dudes outside, right outside. We see a smile on their face. And so I started running and yelling as if, like, you know, something beautiful had happened. And these kids start running. They're like, yeah! Everyone's running. These guys have these guns. They're like, hey, shut up! You know, we can revoke your visas right now. Weird. It's like, I was like, please, just calm down. These are kids, man. Yeah! But it was awesome. And I remember that day before, that night before, just thinking about this journey. To me, it was a very climactic event because it was so much potential that we can give to the world, and that at the same time it was very, very easy that it could not happen. And that was for me a beautiful internal test. And I was very happy to be able to face that type of experience where I was like, good, Ram Ram. You know, like whatever happens is beautiful, what happens. So we got the visas and a lot of planning and planning that parallelly happened over 6-8 months. Make the tour happen. Almost 250 volunteers around the world. About 15 big shows, 500 to 1,000 people. 500 to almost 1,600 people per show. Some had 1,600 people, some had 500. So every team in all these cities were creating this whole spirit amongst all these volunteers to make all this happen. And when we went, it was very powerful because for so many different reasons, and I don't know how much time we have, but I'll try to make it short because I'm assuming we don't have much time.
Plenty of time.
Yeah? But it was powerful. Obviously, there's so many levels of experiences that were going on. One, the most obvious, is the children going on a plane. And the staff members. Everyone on the plane for the first time. Everyone getting out of their local environment except for Bombay, that we went on a 10-day tour for the first time. And on top of that, everyone having this, what we call jawabdari, this pressure of responsibility, that we are representing our country, we are representing Ahmedabad, we are representing Manasadna, we are representing the Gandhi Ashram, we are representing Gandhiji's message, we are representing Ekatva, oneness. This. So we go on this tour with these 16 kids, 10 staff members, 26 of us. And it ends up being the biggest blessing in the world. I mean, number one, that we all reached back. I'm not even talking about the tour, that we reached back safely. No health problems. Small thing, but no luggage problems. Carrying almost 70 pieces of luggage. going from Chicago to D.C. to New York to San Francisco, Los Angeles, Orange County, Houston, Austin, Atlanta, London, Birmingham, Leicester, and back. And everybody is safe. You know, I always, to me that touches me the most, more than anything, is that God gave us the blessing of coming back safely. And I feel like I owe my life to that. I owe my life of giving back to the world to that, because everyone reached home safely. And I'll always remember that in my heart, very deep down. You know, in between, so many things happened. One of the biggest things we always remember is the love. Each city was just, we were poured, drenched with love from the airport to the airport. I mean, food and the constant care and the small details and the day-to-day experiences and the journey of each day and how everything, how many people wanted to support in so many small ways. And the gifts that we said we didn't want. You know, and the show, the creation, I mean, how much effort goes into one show? We all know, because we did a show here, we did like 15 shows in India. And how much preparation goes into one show just to bring 1,000 people or 500 people? It's no joke. Marketing and venue and technical. So much devotion that each of these volunteers put into it. And we get there and we're treated in such a way that we just feel so blessed and so loved. And the same way when we leave, every family, every group is in tears. And the same way we leave, we get emails and voicemails saying, it's so lonely without you guys. So it's that type of relationship. It's not that we just, you see so much giving and receiving in so many different ways. And the kids are at the core of it. The kids are the ones that are really filling people's hearts so much. And the show is so powerful. Because when we go there, we're giving everyone a context of, why are we even here today? You know, what's the purpose of this? What is Manav Sadhana? What does that represent? Who do these children represent? To me, that's the big thing. Because if the audience understands who these children represent, then they will see that there is untapped potential all across the world. Not about Manav Sadhana at all. Oneness. Jai Jagat, we always say. So it's this whole world. So how, when they see it, everyone is blown away. Every show had a standing ovation for almost 3 to 5 minutes. And that's powerful. And everybody so moved. So those are the seeds that I remember experiencing that changed, kind of planted a seed in my heart 10 years ago. That so exciting to know that we can plant so many seeds, that these children, that our staff members at Manav Sadhana, that this journey, after having been in sadhana for the past 2 years, had a chance to plant seeds of inspiration in so many souls across the world. And just hearing stories even over the past week across the world, how people have taken it, have been inspired by it, and how that could, that's changing and causing invisible ripples here and there. It's beautiful. We don't care to measure it, but it's just beautiful to know that there's invisible ways that something like this can touch others and touch the world. So it's been powerful. You know, every city there was service activities that we did so that we can give back to the local community. There were people's houses that, you know, doing prayer every day. There was sightseeing and seeing the world activities. We did a White House tour, and right after that we had the kids perform a little like performance right in front of the White House. That was very fun. We went into public environments and started, what do they call it, flash mob. You just kind of just go and start performing, and crowds start gathering around. Did unique things like that. We went to connect with nature and animal sanctuaries. Said we went to Disneyland. We gave the kids money and let them do shopping experiments. Who do they buy gifts for? Spent time at schools, so many schools, and so many interactions with other underprivileged students. Southside Chicago, we went to a school like that, many schools in different cities, where there was a question asked. If your family has been a victim to violence to the point of death. We were in a big circle with all these African American kids and our Ikatva kids, you know, maybe 40 kids total. And the question was asked, and if you're yes, you have to step in the circle. No, you stay at the outer ring. And the question was asked, if your family has been a victim of violence to death from gun or knife or whatever it is, gang fight, step in the circle. 80% of these kids stepped in the circle. And these are the underprivileged communities of the other environment. Our underprivileged community has to do with lack of resources. They have a home, small home, apartment, they have water, they have food, but there's drug dealing going on, there's violence. So this type of explanation also goes on with our children as we're going around the world trying to really let them understand what the world is about on so many different levels. And that's powerful. When the kids left Donahue Charter School there, Southside Chicago, their kids were crying. Their kids were crying. Our kids were pretty tough. They started crying too once they see the other kids. But those kids were crying. They started writing letters and exchanging, like even email addresses. One of our volunteers created email addresses for all of our kids. Extending that. One of our kids then decides to take her earrings and give it to one of their kids. And like that, then this gift exchange starts happening. You know, we visit a zoo. We were at the zoo and we heard news that there was this guy named Manpreet who's just recently got paralyzed. One of our volunteers somehow heard of him through some friend of a friend of a friend. It's the kids, okay, do you want to stay at the zoo or do you want to go visit Manpreet? Let's go visit Manpreet. So we left the zoo, we went to go visit Manpreet. And so powerful. I spent an hour with him, he's in his wheelchair. He can't really move too much. But so touched by the fact that everybody was there with him. Like this, the yatra continued. There were shows, but the shows were like in the middle of the pilgrimage, it felt like. And yet the shows were these really powerful. So you can imagine, everything was just powerful. Every day was very powerful. And I even remember from New York to San Francisco, we were on a flight and we were trying to get as many of us on the same flight, on the same seating area, right? So we can be with all of our kids. And this was the first flight that everyone was spread out. Nobody was near anybody. So all of the kids, and we were the last, you can realize that we were the last booked on the flight, so we were all in these middle seats. Everybody was in, all these kids were surrounded by, you know, Mexican and African American, white, and all the kids were like, say, get to know your neighbor. And it was awesome. Within a few hours, the kids came up, they said, do we have brochures? Brochure chapter pasa? Sending my day. You said the vodka. You don't even know English. What are you talking about? They know English. They've been learning some amazing volunteers like Dipali Ben and Kathleen Ben. And so many people had tried to teach them English in their own way over the past few years. So they know, like, hello, my name is, and I am Sho, San Francisco dance. You know, they're breaking it down in their own way. And before you know it, there you can feel it. There's this buzz going on. Angreji na bolu shu. Chokrani bat kare tu plane upar. There's this buzz going on in the plane, and we can feel it because we're running around getting brochures. The kids are running around trying to get more brochure. They're all talking. Then when you go give a brochure to one of these kids, you're also talking to the neighbor, like, do you understand what they're saying? They're like, yeah, we're getting it. They're like, this is amazing. Like, what is it? And there's questions going on, and we're all spread out through the plane. Before you know it, the captain's assistant says, Can you give me a brochure? I would like to, you know more about this. Like, yeah, of course, you know, this is, and just talking with him, and everyone's just like, kids are shining. And as we land, as we're landing in San Francisco International Airport, Captain announces this whole, he makes this whole speech, you know. He's like, you know, glad you can travel with us on American Airlines, but we would like to really welcome our 16 children from India. And they are performing a beautiful show on this message of oneness from the Gandhi Ashram, and are touring the world right now. And these are kids that don't have much, but they are sharing this message with the world. Please join them at Zellerbach Auditorium, UC Berkeley, on Sunday, May 27th, you know, at 7 p.m. or whatever time. The whole plane.
Yeah.
The whole plane goes in this beautiful uproar, and the kids are like, wow! And it was just very, you know, again, just part of the journey for them, all the experiences, and that's why the journey was so important, because all these things, like, you can't plan these type of experiences, you can't plan reactions, you can't plan the way these things go, but all we could do is plant small seeds in the spirit of each other, and then as we go on this journey, we're just flowing. Yeah, there's a little schedule, but then you can see there's so many things that randomly happen. And to me, the highlight of this whole two-year journey, it's not a big thing, so it's a small thing to be like, oh, that was it? But to me, it really was. Came at my home. It was a blessing. We were at my home in Los Angeles, my parents' home, and I was looking for the kids for prayer. We do prayer every day. I couldn't find them. So I'm like, yeah, guy, where are the kids? They're like, upstairs. Oh, okay. So I walk upstairs, and I go into my Bobby's room, open the room, and the kids are in a circle by themselves, 16 kids. I said, Sukar Osho. They're like, shh, meeting challenge. He's like, there's a meeting going on. And what do you mean there's a meeting? What do you mean? I started laughing. I'm like, what are you guys talking about? What meeting are you? What are problems? We're figuring out, we're solving our problems. You said solve our problems by ourselves. We're solving our problems. I said, what's the problem? They said, can't tell you. You go outside, please. We'll be down in 5 minutes. I said, oh, ooh. It was like, okay, you guys do what you got to do. But obviously, I was blown away by that, by seeing that. To me, that was very powerful. And then, like that, they had a few more. They kept kind of having, like in Houston, they had another one, and they wouldn't allow sin and stuff like that. That was powerful, that teamwork. As many problems as they had with each other over the 2 years, during the tour, they were amazing. And we've seen how many issues they've had with each other, or some, you know. They were so connected and so helpful of each other, and so, and just that experience to me that day was very powerful, you know. So like that, so many things. When we gave the kids $150 a shop, I remember we were at Target, and Chandni comes up to me, and she says,
"Eno naam suche?"
I said, "Kon Chandni?"
"Je, de dekhai tu nathi ne bolao tu nathi." I said, "Rohan." "Ah, Rohan. Rohan mate em su lo?"
There's this kid who's maybe now almost like 12 years old or 14 years old now. He's been with Manav Sadhana for the past 4 years. Viren Bhai, Jayeshwar, they all found him on the street. His family got rid of him. And he can't see and he can't talk. So he would be banging his bowl on the side of the street near the ashram. And basically, Manav Sadhana adopted him. And he's now at this beautiful hostel that takes care of kids with severe challenges. Premno Parivar was a show that we did, the first 250 kids that we selected before these 16 kids in the audition process. 2 years ago, March 11th, 2011 was the actual date of the show. That show was about five powerful stories of human beings that were touched by the lives, their lives were touched by Manav Sadhana. Rohan was one of the stories. Rohan, this kid who can't see, can't talk, can't connect with the world except through feel. And when we did that Premno Parivar show, we brought him on stage, and he can't hear anything, he can't see anything, but he can feel the vibrations of the stage, so he started dancing during the show, when his part of the show came on, when the kids were performing a show about him, a dance drama about him. So Chandani remembered Rohan while she was shopping. That was awesome. This is the same girl that stole a watch when we were in Bombay. We gave the kids 300 rupees shopping, and she stole a watch. She gave it back, but she was devastated. That whole trip, we had a big circle of sharing, and said, Chandni, kasuk share karusha? This was in Bombay. This was in December of 2011. She was just crying because she had been caught. She wanted to give that watch to her mom. She has a lot of love, I mean, deep love for her family. Deep love. And they're very poor, all the kids. But she couldn't, you know, nobody got mad at her. We just opened it up in a big circle of conversation. Okay, that's what shared, Tarusha. You want to share anything about today? This was in December, that day that she had stole that watch. And she just poured and deeply. And since, I don't know, she's transformed a lot. I mean, she has her, you know, her own ways of expressing love. That was a sad way that she was trying to. But the way she cares for others is amazing. And that, to me, that day where she bought something for Rohan, she bought something for Karan and Tejaswari. Karan and Tejaswari are two kids, 12 and now maybe 13 and 9. Brother and sister who live by themselves, who both have HIV, whose parents have passed away, they live in Jamalpur. And Chandni also knows about them because Jagat Bhai takes care of them a lot. We all always talk about them as examples of resilience. So Chandni bought gifts for Karan, Tejaswari and Rohan on her own. Nobody, this was, the money was actually meant for them to buy gifts for their family if they wanted to, for their friends, for the kids at the Ashram Shala, kids that have been around them, their friends. Neighbors. So stuff like that is very powerful, very amazing, and like that the journey unfolded, you know, so much love, so much learning, so much day-to-day experiences. And London, we got to see Lion King, the musical. That was amazing. We had to go backstage, we had a backstage tour for the kids. We saw the Lion King, the Hindi version, a few days before, just so they could understand the story. And then we went to see Lion King. A lot of beautiful activities and beautiful interaction. We went to the ISKCON Mandir in London and did some farming there. That was awesome. Planted 600 shakbaji plants in their organic farm. It was really awesome, just digging. It was hot that day. Like that. Beautiful. And the last show, the first show was on Gandhi Jayanti, October 2nd, Gandhiji's birthday, Darpana Academy, that we purposely did. We weren't fully ready for the show, but we did it. The last show ended up at the church that Gandhiji used to go every Sunday when he was living in West Kensington. And it was 500 feet from his apartment that he used to live at for 2 years, 1889, 1891. And it was, the church was renovated into what they now call the Bharati Vidya Bhavan. The church wanted, when they were getting rid of the church, they wanted to give it to a cultural institution of some sort. And it was beautiful. Just so be able to perform on the stage in the church that Gandhiji used to go to every Sunday while he was experimenting with religion, Christianity. He was just learning about Christianity at that time. And then to go to his house, and we met the person that's living in his apartment, and we took a picture. That guy was just super excited. He's like, I'll give you my email address. Let me know if there's any other visitors that come to see my house. And then we packed our 70 pieces of luggage bags and came back last Wednesday. Safe and sound. I remember some of the kids were at a bathroom. I forgot what airport we were at. They put their hand by the faucet, like this. It was just a normal, yeah. Like this. And sukaruju.
પાણી કેમ નથી આવતો? અહીંયા કરવાનું છે ભાઈ, આપણે મેટ્રો વાટે કવે નથી. They're so used to all that technology, this automatic stuff. About a week or two before we were coming back to America, we started that idea of who are you, where are you actually from? Do you remember that? And I mean, that because it's been such a day-to-day journey, they weren't flying in the sky, they were grounded. It was very powerful to see that also. The most that your senses can be stimulated, that's how we had been over 2 months. Imagine that, as a human being, the most that your senses can be stimulated by so many things. And yet, day to day, the grounding, because of the family that we had, 10 of us from here, and the volunteers, and prayer every day, and just the understanding that everyone had, the kids, it was very powerful because I felt like everybody was grounded as much as they could be. And that to me was very important. That's very powerful to see. Kids wrote in their diary every day. They writing where they have gone and who they had met and what they had seen and what they were learning. Every day they're writing in their diary. Every night we get home, the girls usually sleep in a separate house or a separate area of the house. The boys would be in a different house, a post house, have a chance in the night to reflect and have fun and learn. And so they were reflecting a lot. We were reflecting, have a lot of meetings with the kids, with the staff members also. That was very important because we get back and literally the kids started school on Monday. They had two days to be at home, and then they had to be ready for school. 8 of our boys are at a boarding school, private boarding school called Sanskardam, amazing school, really in the middle of like nature in Bhopal. 4 of the girls are here at DP High School, really nice private school also. Not a hi-fi school, but a nice private school. Two of the girls are in Vadi, which is another school like DP, has a very nice private school in Nava Vadej. 2 of the girls are at Vinay Mandir, which is our own Manasadhanu boarding school. And that's it, really, right now, that's the journey, is planted seeds in their hearts, planted seeds in the world, and education is the focus for the children. For all of us adults that have been a part of it, how do we nurture the seeds that have been planted in us? And we keep moving. And I'm excited to go see the kids tomorrow again, drop them off on Sunday. But Jayeshba and I have to go meet just some of the people at the school anyway, so I get to see at least how 4 days have treated them. But August 8th is the first vacation that the boys will get, so we'll have a reunion on Janmashtami time. See how everybody's doing. You know, it's a journey. Actually, in the middle of our tour, Dharmaji was like, I don't want to go to school. Kem dharma? Bhai, mummy ne madad nahi karta, mummy ne papa madad, majuri kaam kare chhe, to mummy ne papa na kitlu bhar aavshe. Nahi jo. And he started crying. I remember this meeting in Austin. We were in a little temple area and we were talking about school preparations. And Dharmaji, Austin at the June 10th, we're in Austin, and so this is almost a month ago. Dharmaji's crying. He's like, I'm not going to go to school. And this is 75,000 rupees a year, that, you know, something that they can't even imagine affording over a lifetime, a family. This type of school for them. He's like, I'm not going to school in a way. He's crying, I can't do it. Mom and brother's not helping mom and dad. They basically deliver dirt to construction sites. Last year they had donkeys. They had 4 or 5 donkeys. Then they made enough money, now they have a temple. So that conversation went on for a month, and then finally in London, after enough one-on-ones and group conversations, he said, Nimishtar, Jay School. Sutu Jay School. Jay Kalatu Aukato Adikarita. Jay Sun Police Bunnies. પોલીસ ને ડાન્સર બની બે વસ્તુ
પોલીસ બનવું હોય તો સ્કૂલમાં ના જવું પડે, પણ આઈએસ ઓફિસર બનાવવું હોય તો યુ હેવ ટુ ગો. જયસ, વી ડોન્ટ નો, યુ નો, હાઉ ધીસ યર ઇઝ ગોઇંગ ટુ ગો ફોર ધ કિડ્સ એન્ડ ધર સ્કૂલ એન્ડ ઓલ ધેટ. વી આર ડેફિનેટલી હિયર ફોર ધેર સપોર્ટ. Told the parents really that it's your turn now to water the plants. We're obviously here, these are our kids, but it's really your responsibility and the kids, putting the onus on them as well. That we're ending our conversations now with jat minat zindabad, right? Because they have been given so much. Now if they work hard and they strive, they have so much opportunity that their community could never imagine. The world is at their feet. There are people that are willing to support their education through college. You know, just through a few emails we can, you know, we already have been given support, but I know just through a few emails we can have their whole, like, lives set, because people have personal relationships with them. You know, people that for them is nothing, for the kids and their families everything. But really it's going to be a day-to-day journey again for them. Because they're going to come up, and that's what we're telling you, you're going to face so many ups and downs now through school, especially in boarding school, how challenging that is to live. You know, they got to wake up at 4:45 every morning and go to sleep at 10:30 every night. That's their schedule. Now, it's amazing because the things that they get to learn at that boarding school, yoga in the morning, and they get to choose a sport that they want to follow. And that school really pushes them to go all the way from district, state to national level competition. Horseback riding, wrestling, I mean all this stuff. And school and tuition class, and they're in this area where there's horses and there's emus and there's nature and there's all this stuff. And it's not like these hi-fi kids with parents with huge salaries. It is, all kids are from the village areas actually. It's a school for kids from village areas that don't have an opportunity to get good schooling. But parents are still a little well off enough to afford 75,000 rupees, but that's about it. So a year to pull off 75,000 rupees plus their life in the village. So it's a little, in terms of wealth, those kids there are, but in terms of like the vibe, when we got there, the kids there started helping our kids fill out the forms and showing them around to their dormitory room. The girls are, most of them are staying at home. Except for two of them. So really it's about their education now. And that's December 31st, 2011. I don't know if you guys were with us during prayer time. Prakna Manasana Pacha Karipan. The conversation was after prayer on the day before the next 2012 year was, Ekatwa is over. Education is your only path. You know, so that seed is, we've tried to plant in their hearts as much as we can. So the journey will unfold, our personal journeys will continue and unfold. There's a song called Planting Seeds. And this beautiful artist, Daniel Namod, he performed at the Los Angeles show for us. He opened our show with that song. He had connected this one artist that I haven't listened to much American music. I listen to Christmas songs once in a while. But Neil knows, Neil's my roommate. We've been listening either to Bollywood, these old Sufi songs, or there's this one album that Meghnaji knows, Madhu, you know, called Water. And this artist named Daniel Namod has this beautiful song called Planting Seeds. And it's this idea that we're just planting seeds, nothing more. They'll grow if they want to grow, they'll die if they want to die, they'll soar if they want to soar, they'll fly if they want to fly. Whatever, we have no control over that, but you can plant seeds with a good intention. And that artist somehow heard about this Ekatwa tour and humbly offered to just be of help in any way. He said, we would love if you would like to perform in Los Angeles. He said, I would love to anyhow, any outside, inside, before the show, after the show. He opened the show, I don't know if you remember, Siddharth, but how that experience was. Yeah, and he joined us for prayer backstage, but so powerful. Everybody was moved. So like that, it's just been amazing. Planting seeds, nothing more. It's been a blessing. Once again, I just thank God so much for the safe journey. And thank you guys. Sorry, that was a long talk. So much to share in something like this is hard to